He thought well of most things related to himself by ties of blood or interest. No one had ever been quite sure that he made Mrs. Racy happy, but he was known to have the highest opinion of her. So it was with his daughters, Sarah Ann and Mary Adeline, fresher replicas of the lymphatic Mrs. Racy. No one would have sworn that they were quite at ease with their genial parent, yet everyone knew how loud he was in their praises. But the most remarkable object within the range of Mr. Racy's self-approval was his son, Lewis. And yet, as Jameson Ledgely, who was given to speaking his mind, had once observed, you wouldn't have supposed young Lewis was exactly the kind of craft Holston would have turned out if he'd had the designing of his son and heir. Mr. Racy was a monumental man. His extent in height, width, and thickness was so nearly the same that whichever way he was turned, one had an almost equally broad view of him. And every inch of that mighty circumference was so exquisitely cared for that to a farmer's eye he might have suggested a great agricultural estate of which not an acre is untilled. Even his baldness, which was in proportion to the rest, looked as if it received a special daily polish.